Brings us to subset C. This is second reading of Ordinance 2018-08. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you on cemetery talk here.
Good evening, Mayor and members of council. As noted, this is the second reading on approval of revisions to Title VI, the cemetery ordinance. Somewhat unique in this case is while this is officially the second reading, this is actually the third council meeting at which the revisions to the ordinance have been discussed. With that, the council report, again, gave an overall summary of it. To briefly provide to you what was in the report as part of the public record, four primary changes, I would call them. The first was to identify that the cemetery is recommendations concerning management of the cemetery will continue to be made by the park board, but those regulations will not be enforced or adopted or made effective by the park board. There'll be recommendations from them to the city administration and management as a whole. The second change put in a series of new fees, grave fees, and maintenance fees. As part of the change in fees, there's also new language that provides that the gravesite digging will now be done by contractors. And so that is a fee that will be, or I should say the application to do the digging will come into the finance office either by the contractor or by a funeral director. In a similar manner, it happens far, far less often, but if, in fact, there is a reason for a grave to be dug up, that also would be done by a licensed contractor, consistent with that, not by public works staff. So that's another area of change within the ordinance. The rates are, I don't have them memorized. They're, of course, listed in the draft. They are higher, but they reflect discussion had by council members during the first reading. The next change is to remove, I guess I blended those two together, both the change in rates as well as the change in the contractor. Another change in language, this is an example of some outdated language that remained in there. There was reference to a person by the name or a position by the name of a cemetery sexton that was directed to manage records, oversee the maintenance at the cemetery, and so on. And I've asked the finance office, I've asked around. There's no nobody on the city staff that remembers when there was anybody working with the job title of cemetery sexton, so I can't tell you how long that language has been outdated, but I think it's fair to say it's at least a quarter century. I'm sure that the ordinance itself is 14 pages long. I'm sure that if you asked three other people, they could find other elements of language that might be modified or revised, but those are the core elements of the changes to following the first reading to try to clean up the language to make it as reflective of current practices as possible. So with that, if there's any questions from council members, I'd be glad to respond.
I have a couple. This is just kind of cleaning up that language. So in section 6.03.05, application for permit for interment, it states all burials shall be performed by an excavation contractor licensed by the city of Sturgis. The excavation contractor shall be selected and identified by the licensed funeral. Should there be funeral home or funeral director?
Well, I've
inserted after that.
I've heard the person called a funeral director, and I've heard that a funeral director works at primarily works with a funeral home.
Okay.
It matters not to me.
Director after that?
Well, funeral director is on the next line in the copy that I have. Line 3 ends with the word, if I'm reading the same subsection. Mm-hmm.
The second sentence?
Oh, I see. I was looking further down in the subsection. If there's a desire to make director in that language, then that would need to be included in any motion for approval.
Okay.
You had one more, Becca?
Yes, I did. And then going to the next section, 2018.03.06, supervision. In the report, it says all graves shall be dug by or under the supervision of the Public Works Department. Do we need to strike shall be dug by or dug by? Does that need to be removed in the first sentence?
Because you're having it read all graves shall be dug
by or under the supervision of the Public Works Department. But we're not going to have them dig
Understood.
Anymore, right?
That so is we need correct. To
So it should say all graves shall be under
dug yeah. under the supervision.
All graves shall be dug under the supervision.
Mm-hmm. Good catch.
So strike by.
Is there other council discussion or questions on the second reading? 6.01-01 or .01. How about public input on this second reading? Come on up, Bonnie.
Well, you know, historically, these are the documents that I get hung up on. And, Greg, I have to apologize because it was my intent to do this and come to you prior to this point, but I just couldn't turn all the corners that tight with the holiday. But this document is not ready to be approved. And I know you get impatient with me when I do this, so how would you like me to do this? You want me to just go through and tell you what my issues are?
Start at the beginning there.
Okay. I'm okay with page one. Okay, we're talking 6.02.01, and I had picked that missing word for the Bear Butte Cemetery, but when you get down to 2, it's striking the 2, but it leaves that the money is in said fund shall be used for maintenance of the cemetery. So are you not striking 2? Are you holding that as part of 2? Or is that sliding into 1?
I'm sorry. The way I read that is that be used for maintenance of the cemetery.
Right. But is that item 2 or is that a continuation of 1?
No, I would read it to be item 2.
Okay, you struck the 2.
I realize it's printed that way.
Okay, so that's staying. But then you get down to 3, and it says that the revenue from such investments, and there's no antecedent, because you struck the investment out of 2. So there is no investment.
And what are you suggesting is the, I mean, are you suggesting particular language?
It says that the revenue from such investments shall be used, but there are no investments because you took out of 2, you took the line that says used to invest in legally approved securities. That's not happening anymore. It's just going into the fund, so there is no investment to support the reference in 3.
Well, there is a reference to the perpetual maintenance fund in item number, or in what I would consider to be subsection number 1, the first of
perpetual maintenance fund, but that doesn't say anything about an investment. Anybody see what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. I see what you're saying.
It could be struck from such investments. It could just be revenue.
Yes, that would make sense.
I mean, I'm okay with that, but I didn't want to strike investments with their investments someplace. And then 4 is going away.
If I may, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
So I respect what Ms. Crane just said. I'm not clear if the council is then directing that draft 2 as being considered will reflect the change that with 3 out. Is that the sense or the will of the council? And if that's the... I'm understanding that. My point is when we get to moving for approval, I just want to be clear.
Make sure we have all of our
what everybody has agreed to, so that the final draft when it comes out.
Can reflect that.
Yes.
I would suggest removing. Three is an intensifier. The only intensifies the intent to use these funds for the maintenance of the cemetery. So you can accomplish the same thing if you remove three and take your only up above into two, then you'll get the intensity that you're looking for.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I know you get impatient with me when we do this, and I would really just like to say this document isn't ready for approval tonight, and I think it needs another go-round, and I would gladly meet with Greg and have this conversation. I'm just sorry. When these things don't come out until Friday night, it's kind of hard to do this kind of scrutiny, but...
Are you looking at about one thing per page? Is that what you're looking at, Bonnie? Is it a lot more intense than
that? Well, it's a little more than that, yeah, because you need to look. Okay, like the next thing I'm going to say is the city manager should appoint a cemetery manager who may also be another city employee. I get that part. But then sometimes it rocks back and forth. So is this not always the same person? Is this need by need? Then appoint someone to take care of that process? Or is there one person who becomes the standing cemetery manager? Because sometimes it's Faye in finance, and sometimes it's public works. And I just think there's
It's my understanding when I read this that it would not be just one person.
Wanting to be sure that that's what we intend to say, because that's right. What it's implying as we go along here.
No,
it isn't.
Yeah. It's not an actual.
So in the face of that task, somebody different is the cemetery manager.
There's particular roles that are completed by the cemetery manager presently that is a finance officer. That is not to say that that will always be the finance officer. There are other tasks that are performed by the public works department. So when those tasks are there, it does not state cemetery manager. Instead, it states public works department.
And I see that rocking back and forth, but there are times when it says cemetery manager that I didn't think that was the sort of thing that Faye would be doing. And
That's what happens now. And not to say that our finance officer will always be doing that. I mean, it may end up becoming someone at Public Works, but right now those are the tasks that are being performed by our finance officer.
And she's managing the sales and the funds.
Yep.
There are some issues here. You talk about the issuance of certificates of purchase, and then there's a reference here, said manager shall keep a complete set of records as required in the title. That's pretty vague. Where in the title is that required? But
the
I know that's
title.
What we want to happen. Said manager, the reference to the title is kind of vague, and when you get to the end, you're kind of lost as to where those requirements were. But at one point in here, we're talking about certificates of purchase. We're talking about, but down in, look at 60204, procedure and sale. We're not giving a certificate of purchase, but shall not give title to said purchaser of said lot or lots. So what's the rationale there, and what does the purchaser get? Just a receipt?
A receipt.
And that's it. No, they don't own the property. And I understand that. They have the use of the property. But when you've got this, but shall not give title to said purchaser, when you're using title to refer to this document throughout, it gets pretty ambiguous as to what's going on. There's a piece here that it talks about. I've got to find it, but I'm trying to go faster, and then I'm skipping things. But there's one point where we refer to the descendant, that we're going to record the descendant's age and the date and cause of death, and it should be the deceased.
Yeah, what?
That is 60208, records E. We shall be known as the burial book, in which shall be recorded the descendant's age and date and cause of death. Yeah, it's just
auto-scroll. And that, again, that's not new language. That's old language where...
Auto-spell, gotcha.
Nice. Well, no, that was previously in the document.
It wasn't
auto-spell. Yeah.
Would we ever have wanted to know the descendant's age?
Well, I'm not necessarily stating that. What I'm stating is that that's the present language that's in there now.
Okay.
That's not language
that
we're...
But that was a mistake the last time around, and that's the kind of thing I try to avoid when we do these documents. And the
we
thing
agree
that
we'd like it to be 100% accurate. It's just given time constraints and trying to do as much as we can,
we
it's not 100% perfect.
But when we do this and we do these changes in the air, and then the document comes out and it still isn't corrected, and then Greg and I have the discussion that it isn't, that's not what we were trying to do, well, I can't correct it now because it's been approved that way. So then we go on driving it broken, and that troubles me. We look like bumpkins when we write poorly and pass it on through and then live with it until the next time around. So I know you're not patient with the kind of time it takes to look at this language and the semantics and the misuses. So my recommendation is that this does not go forward for a pass tonight, that it needs to be reworked, reviewed, reconsidered before it comes back for a final pass. Word pursuant. You need you've taken pursuant to the option mentioned and gone pursuant in this section, and you proper use of pursuant is pursuant too. So they're just some little things like that. I look at this and I'm not sure what our intent is when if somebody at 40 purchases a lot planning for their end of life needs. They have to use it in 20 years or lose it. That's what the paragraph says. So what if they don't die? They buy it at 40 and they don't die by 60, they're going to lose their... But that's not what it says. That's what I'm saying. I see what our intent was, but that's not...
The issue with that is, seriously, we do have lots that have been sold 80, 90 years ago where no one is buried in those lots. And right now... If you look at the cost of purchasing a new cemetery, it'd be nice to use those lots that have been sitting there for
a century. And I support that totally. I mean, that's what we should be trying to do, but that isn't what we said in the paragraph. And we've also said that if someone owns a lot, the use of that lot, if a situation arose that they wanted to let a family friend or whatever use that lot, they can't. They can only let a relative use it, or they have to give it back to the city, and the city decides who gets to use it. So there's no opportunity for benevolence. I mean, I've known that to happen, that someone loses a family member that they never expected to lose at that age or stage of their life, and someone steps aside and says, here, take this plot.
City does, through benevolence, provide free lots when there are issues.
But I'm not talking free. I'm talking that the document says you cannot pass that privilege to someone who is not your relative. That's what the document says. And I don't want to do this to you. I don't want to.
But that is current practice. That's not necessarily a change. And so that's a policy change that the council would have to discuss. And throughout the entire point of this, we were not trying to have a policy adjustment to allow people to barter or exchange cemetery lots.
We've had multiple policy changes within the rewriting of this document.
The policy changes that are included in here include a change in the rate fees, allowing the burials to be completed by a contractor and not by the city, and the removal of the sexton. Those are the three policy changes that have been considered and that are included within this rewrite.
So you go into the rewrite of a document not willing to consider the whole document and what it needs to improve the practice in the town, but that, we're only going to do four things
to this
document,
practice,
and we're going to leave the rest of it alone.
We go into, whenever we look at the ordinances, we look at the policy objectives of the council, and we try to include those policy changes within the council, or within the document. We do not necessarily look at a holistic approach to say that these are the full 20 pages, let's rewrite everything to ensure that everything is correct. We can do that. If we do that, though, it takes far longer And it just comes out to how many priorities are there that the council wants to have done, and is that what the council wants to have focused on? In this case, the policy aim was to complete those three objectives, which is what we've tried to do.
I would say this, we're at the present time, that we should either go ahead with this evening and act upon it, or if it's the will of the council, for Bonnie to go ahead and spend some time with Greg, then that would be fine. But it should be either one way or another, and we should probably come to a decision on this right now.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't want to prolong this agony. Right. I don't like it when it goes this way, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get with Greg earlier. But when we don't get to see it until the last minute is the only way to do it. But I really don't think we want to bury descendants. Yeah. I think we want to bury...
So any discussion on this? Yeah. What's the thought of the council on this?
I don't know. Do we want to fix the whole document? I mean, I see there's stuff in here that's... I myself am a violator of one section in this document, because every year for United Way Day of Caring, I go up into the cemetery and clean gravestones. And there's times when I'm up there when I have... a beverage. It's usually just cold water, but there's a section in here that says that you can't be doing that. So, no, you're
that
not supposed
to. That is true. That says right in there. I noticed that too.
It says right in there.
No food or beverages, in the cemetery whatsoever.
Mr. Mayor,
I don't know. Do we want to change the whole document?
Well, I would like to point out that if second reading is approved tonight, that does not prohibit additional changes in 12 months or in 4 months or in 24 months, whatever might be the council's desire. And so these matters that are pointed out by Ms. Albers, they're not included in the second, other than the four or five that have been identified, if they're not included in tonight's second reading, that doesn't mean that another draft of additional changes can't be brought forward sometime in the next year if that's what your priorities are. By the same measure, if the view is that it should all be done in one, as much as possible in one reading, then, you know, we can have another run at it.
But I would want to note that if we start changing other things that go beyond those three points of policy that you've already done, then it would actually have to require a first reading no matter what.
Right.
I mean, at this point, we are looking at those three policy objectives, which was originally what you were considering. So that's all we can make changes to are in regards to those three policy. We cannot start looking at other portions of this ordinance that do not concern those particular policy objectives. And so if you do want to do that, it would require a first reading. And so it'd be better to just let this die and start again with the first reading. Now, if you do that, however, you're not going to be able to start having private contractors complete the burials until probably at least 45 days from this point.
Right.
I guess my thought right now is I would rather go ahead and have it approved as it is, as a document. And then I think, yes, it needs to be revisited, and many things need to be reworded. And then perhaps we can visit this again, as Daniel said, perhaps 4 months down the line. But if we approve it now, then we'll have the fees set, which I think is of utmost importance at the present time. And also, as Daniel mentioned, we'll have the opportunity to have independent contractors start immediately on this rather than the city being responsible for the burials.
Is there a motion in there too, Dave?
I move to approve it as it is.
First by Dave.
For those three areas. Yes. And at the same time, like I said, I would think that we would revisit this at some time, but I think to go and get things moving forward on what we're really dealing with right now, I would like to see it approved rather than I have it held up for, let's say, an additional month or two.
But in my defense,
Mr. Martin,
the corrections I have found are in sections in which we are making corrections then that have nothing to do with those items. If you'll look at 6.02.06, reclaiming and resale of lots by city, what does that have to do with the three areas that you said you... It's not that I go looking for every little crumb. It's that I look at what we're altering and make sure that when what's tough is to go in and alter a document and keep it congruent in language and structure and still serve your purpose. So where I have found these things are sections in which we have stricken something and then maybe the tail doesn't match up anymore. You know, so in my defense, I don't go after this to make it prolonged and to antagonize, but that's how you get archaic, comical documents.
We're not disagreeing with you, Bonnie.
So, and I don't have a problem with you going ahead and approving to get those fees changed, to get those digging rights changed, et cetera. I don't take exception to that. But what I wonder and what I have to question is how soon will we come back and revisit and repair a document that is somewhat broken?
Do we want to put a time frame on that? And it won't be as long as a year. Would I be safe in saying that?
Mr. Martinson, if I could just ask if your motion would include the changes that Councilwoman Zerbst brought up.
Please, yes.
Thank you. I think Crane, too.
Yep.
Thank you. Yes.
Yep.
Craig has those.
Are we fixing the investment that doesn't exist?
Yep.
In 0201?
Yep. Yep.
Well, that was one I brought up, not Becca.
Yes.
We have a first on the floor. I want to make sure if there's any other public discussion, comments, questions, concerns on the second reading. We have a second by Mike. Council, last discussion. Any points of clarity? Mr. Barnier, you feel good about where we're at? Daniel feels good. Daniel's got his notes, too. So we have a first and a second on the floor. This is second reading. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Disapprove and no. That motion carries unanimously. So that will be published at the nearest point in time, and 20 days after that, the ordinance will go into effect. So that's what we'll be looking for private contractors to do the burials. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you very much for your comments, and realize that we will not ignore those comments like forever and a day. We will address this. So thank you.
Thank you.
So October 1st would be when the shift goes on from Public Works to doing the burials to private contractors.
So can I ask a question about private contractors? How do people like private contractors know that we've made this change and now this is a market for them? We post that we've made a change, but they're probably not out there trolling.
There's been discussions, and I think the funeral directors have taken up most of those discussions. But there has been city involved with those discussions, so it is known.